Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Justin Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N. Justin Nicholson is a 33-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12/15/21. But at that time, a 30,000-pound precast panel dropped down on a 4-foot steel bar, forcing it to crush his right foot. Period. He was holding the 4-foot bar on a 45-degree angle. Period. He was wearing composite boots at the time of impact. Period. He believes he injured his right foot and knee and was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room afterwards. Period. Had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of 2 fractured toes, for which he underwent surgery on 12/27/21. But this involved implantation of plate and screws. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He states he also had some right knee issues and was advised these were related to pre-existing arthritis. Period. He also had prior left knee surgery. Period. And normal through. As per his claim petition, Mr. Nicholson alleged repetitive stress and strain caused permanent injuries to both shoulders in 2021. Period. This is not the current subject event. Period. In paragraph, treatment records show he was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 12/16/21. Period. He stated he had a right foot injury at work and was in pain. Period. He had x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He also had a consultation by Dr. Tan, T-A-N, that same day. Period. He's currently in severe pain, mostly to his right hallux, but also to his third digit. Period. He took Tylenol on the way to the emergency room. Period. This physician noted pre-reduction x-rays showed acute fracture of the first and third proximal phalanges. Period. Post-reduction x-rays showed improved alignment at the first proximal phalanx fracture following reduction. Period. The overall assessment from this podiatry resident was closed transverse fracture of the hallucinal proximal phalanx and the third proximal phalanx of the right foot. Period. The reduction was done after lidocaine was administered. Period. He did not require pain medication at that time. Period. He was placed in a surgical shoe and advised to ice and elevate the lower extremity and then follow up with Dr. Watson as an outpatient. Period. New paragraph on 12/27/21. Dr. Alami, A-L-A-M-I, performed open reduction internal fixation of right proximal phalanx hallux fracture. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was crush injury with right hallux proximal phalanx fracture. Period. New paragraph, he followed up with Dr. Alami postoperatively on 1/4/22. Period. He was doing well overall and had been compliant with non-weight bearing. Period. There were no signs of infection. Period. Repeat x-rays of the right foot showed proximal phalanx fracture with hardware intact of the hallux. Period. He was seen that same day by Dr. Frey, F-R-E-Y, regarding the right knee, period. He was following up after a corticosteroid injection, period. Since his last visit, he had a crush injury to the right great toe, treated with surgical intervention by Dr. Alami, period. And underline this. This demonstrates he indeed had pre-existing right knee problems before the subject event. Period. Dr. Frey. Dr. Frey. Did not list a distinct diagnosis or treatment he rendered. Period. Paragraph on 2822, Mr. Nicholson returned to Dr. Alami regarding the foot. Period. He was informed to use a surgical shoe instead of his slipper and return in 3 weeks. Period. X-ray showed well-healed proximal phalanx fracture with hardware intact. Period. On 2/15/22, he saw Dr. Frey again regarding the right knee when he was referred for an MRI. Period. MRI of the right knee was done on 3/8/22 to be inserted. Period. He saw Dr. Alami again on 3/1/22 relative to the right ankle. Period. Ongoing care was to continue. Period on 3/21/22, he saw Dr. Frey again regarding the knee. Period. He suspected the patient's pain was a byproduct of aggravation of some underlying degenerative joint disease that appears to have resolved. Period. With regard to the knee, this is no longer a workers' compensation related issue. Period. He was supposed to return to work sometime next week and was being cleared from his foot surgery. Period. There were no contraindications to returning to work with reference to his knee. Period. He deemed Mr. Nicholson had reached maximum medical improvement regarding the knee. Period. The paragraph, he continued to see Dr. Alami through 4/26/22, period. And on that occasion, he deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement, period. He had no pain on exam today, period. He had completed his course of physical therapy and was doing a home exercise program. Period. Upon exam, range of motion to the digits bilaterally were within normal limits and their dorsal and plantar excursions of motion at the MTJ, PIPJ, and the DIPJ. Period. The ankle had normal range of motion and plantar flexion and dorsiflexion. Period. Active motion at the ankle demonstrated good strength. Period. The subtalar joint range of motion was in a 2:1 ratio of inversion to eversion. Period. Strength to the surrounding muscles of the foot and ankle were evaluated. Period. New paragraph, and this will be inserted before the visit with Dr. Tan on 1/4/22. On 12/20/21, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Alami at Reconstructive Orthopedics. Period. He diagnosed crush injury, fracture of proximal phalanx of the toe, closed fracture of the phalanx of the right third toe. Period. He suggested a second opinion, and the petitioner wished to proceed with surgical intervention. Period. This was done on 12 27-21 period. New paragraph, he also is being seen by a colleague regarding his right knee. Dr. Frey noted he had pre-existing arthritis of the right knee and had accepted a cortisone injection to it early on in the course of treatment for his foot. Period. New paragraph, physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed the right great toe deviated laterally more than did the left. There was healed surgical scarring on the dorsal aspect of the right great toe. There was some swelling of the right great toe along its medial aspect. Paired flexion of the NTP joint was 20 degrees, and at the intraphalangeal joint was 30 degrees. Paired extension was accomplished to neutral. Paired motion of the remaining toes, ankles, knees, and hips was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right plantar flexor and extensohalysis longus transpose, otherwise 5/5. Period. There was mild tenderness of palpation at the right great toe, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes, but not walk on them. Period. Impressions. On 12-16-21, Justin Nicholson's right foot was crushed by a heavy metal bar that had been propelled by a 30,000-pound object. Period. He was seen the same day at the emergency room and underwent x-rays with reduction of the great and third digit dislocations. Period. On 12-27-21, he underwent surgery to be seen inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Alami through 4-26-22, and when he was found to have a normal exam and discharged from care. Period. Concurrently, Mr. Nicholson was seeing Dr. Frey for his right knee. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be somewhat different findings in terms of range of motion compared to that by Dr. Alami upon discharge. Period. He was able to ambulate with a physiologic gait and did not have an entalgia or a limp. Period. He could stand on his heels and toes. Period. There was mild tenderness palpation about the right great toe, but no instability with manual stress applied. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the right great toe. Period. And that is the end. Scratch that. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right knee as a result of the subject event. Period. He clearly had pre-existing problems with the right knee, for which he was treating with Dr. Frey. Period. He was found to have degenerative joint disease, and Dr. Frey recommended treatment for this under his regular insurance. Period. And that is the end.